This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى made the alternation of the day and the night, of the weeks, of the months, of the years, of the seasons. Allah made it for us to reflect over His creation. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah alternates the night and the day. Allah says that He alternates the night and the day. One day goes by, and then a night comes, and then another day comes, and another night. Likewise, the months, Allah alternates, and the seasons and the years. And Allah says, indeed in that is a sign and something to reflect over for the people of insight, for the people who will use what Allah has given them, their faculty of reasoning. And so, as we enter into another season, the winter season, let us reflect over the change in the season, and how we are now entering into a cold season in which the days are short and the nights are long. The first thing to reflect over is the power of Allah, His might and His power. And so when one season finishes and another starts, it's all by the will of Allah, His permission and His power. When it rains because of Allah's command. When the ground becomes dry, when the leaves start falling, it's all by the permission of Allah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ. And from the signs of Allah is that the heavens and the earth, the entire creation, they are bound by the command of Allah. ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. And then, when He calls you, after you have become dust and bones beneath the ground, when He calls upon you to come forth out of your graves for the resurrection, you will all exit from your graves. And so even that is by the command of Allah. Secondly, the coming of the winter means that an entire year has gone by with all of its seasons. An entire year has come to an end. And so likewise, our lives are also coming to an end. A year of your life has gone by. Reflect over the fact that you are today closer to your death than you were yesterday, than you were a year ago. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهِ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad, that this death that you flee from, that you try to evade and run away from, it is catching up to you. And then you will be returned to Allah, who will tell you everything that you used to do. Thirdly, this cold that bothers us, this bitter cold, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that it is something that hellfire releases. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that hellfire complained to Allah, saying that some parts of me have eaten and consumed other parts. And so Allah allowed the hellfire to release some of its heat, to allow it to take a breath twice, once in the summer and once in the winter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and so this is the reason for severe heat, meaning in the summer, and the bitter cold, meaning in the winter. Thirdly, winter is an opportunity for those of us who find certain acts of ibadah to be difficult at other times of the year. And so the days are shorter, an opportunity to fast, and the nights are longer, an opportunity to set apart and a portion of the night in the ibadah of Allah, getting up to pray Qiyam al-Layl. And so Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, مَرْحَبًا بِالشِّتَاءِ, welcoming winter, تَنْزِلُ فِيهِ الْبَرَكَةِ يَطُولُ فِيهِ اللَّيْلُ لِلْقِيَامِ وَيَقْصُرُ فِيهِ النَّهَارُ لِلصَّوْمِ. He said, welcome, O winter. In it, the barakah of Allah, the blessings of Allah descend. And so the night becomes long, an opportunity to pray Qiyam al-Layl, and the days become short, an opportunity to fast. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also says, Ala adullukum ala al-ghanimati al-barida. Shall I not show you the cold prize, the booty that you win easily, without much struggle? Those who fight in battle and they win, their reward is that booty, the spoils of war. But how did they get it? Through the heat of the battle. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, shall I not show you a way to win that booty, referring to the reward of Allah, without much battle, without much struggle? And so he radiallahu anhu, he says, الصِّيَامُ فِي الشِّتَاءِ وَقِيَامُ لَيْلِ الشِّتَاءِ, fasting in the winter and praying قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ in the winter. Ibn Rajab rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, winter is the spring of the believer because he revels in the orchards of obedience and goes about in the fields of worship. And his heart takes pleasure in strolling in the gardens of deeds in it, just like the cattle graze in the spring pastures becoming fat and healthy. Likewise, the deen of the Muslim becomes rectified in the winter through what Allah has made easy in it of good deeds. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, let us take advantage of this time in the ibadah of Allah. Some of us, we complain. In the summer, the days are long. We're not able to fast. The nights are short. All we want to do is take as much sleep as we can in it. But here is an opportunity for us that we shouldn't miss. And especially in the times in which we are witnessing today. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-ibadatu fil harj kahijratin ilay." That ibadah, worship, secluding yourself in the ibadah of Allah in times of bloodshed, in times of catastrophe and chaos, is like migrating to me. Meaning, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive and you migrated to him to live with him, to defend him, that is the reward of it. Why? Imam al-Nawawi, he says that the reason why ibadah is special at this time, in times of bloodshed, in times of chaos and catastrophe, it's because the majority of the people, they're busy following the news. They're busy trying to see what's going on. They're busy trying to figure out solutions to the problems. And so when everyone is busy, a handful of the servants of Allah turn to Allah and seclude themselves in the ibadah of Allah. And so when we know that among the reasons for why we are witnessing what we are witnessing is because we as an ummah have become distanced from Allah, shouldn't we take advantage of times like this to get closer to Allah? When we know that the strongest weapon that we have in our hands is dua, to alleviate the suffering of our brothers and sisters, shouldn't we be turning to Allah in the middle of the night and asking Him to alleviate their suffering? And so let us take advantage of this golden opportunity in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayat wa al-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, fear Allah and let each soul to look at what he has sent forward for his tomorrow. What have you prepared for your akhirah? And so, my dear brothers and sisters, among the reflections of the coming of the season of the winter and the cold that is settling in, is that it is a time to reflect on something very important. And so let us remember, as the cold comes in and you sit in the comfort of your heated homes with your loved ones, remember, as you get your children ready in the morning, bundling them up, making sure that they're protected from the cold, remember, as you enjoy the luxury of protecting yourself from the cold, that we have our brothers and sisters who will not be enjoying any of that this winter. And so we all know what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza today. And although it may not be as cold over there as it is over here, it still does get cold, especially in the night. And so over a month has gone by. And to this very moment, thousands have lost their lives. A few weeks ago, the masjid posted the names of the shuhada all along the walls. And this was several weeks ago. These names are probably 7,000 or 8,000. Today, the count is 15,000. 15,000 of our brothers and sisters have been slaughtered. 35,000 have been injured. The majority of them children and women. Those who have survived have nowhere to go. Half of the houses have been destroyed. A population of 2.3 million, imagine that. Half of them have lost their homes. They don't have a home to go back to. Even those who have their homes undamaged, they have left their homes. They can't live there. They're all taking refuge, either in hospitals, or in schools, or in refugee camps. And even there, they're unsafe. They're being targeted. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, with this being the case, where they have been forced to leave their homes, and even if the fighting was to stop, they have nowhere to go. What's the reason for it? الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who have been driven from their homes, forced out of their homes, unjustly. For what reason? Only because they say, our Rabb is Allah. وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. They didn't have any resent for them. They didn't have any hatred for them, meaning the enemies of Allah. They didn't have any hatred for the believers, except because of their iman, their belief in Allah. We have to understand it this way. This conflict is about an ongoing conflict between the truth and falsehood, between iman and kufr, between the awliya of Ar-Rahman and the awliya of Ash-Shaytan. And so if that is the case, then the response has to be suitable. If they are facing this injustice because of their iman, an iman that we share with them, then the question is, what is our response? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al-mu'minu lil-mu'min." The believer, how does he behave with his fellow believer? The person of iman, how does he respond to another person of iman? Kalbunyan, yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. Like a structure, like a building. All of the different parts of the building hold it together. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put his fingers together like this, showing how strong that bond is. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts a part of this ummah to test the iman of the rest. Are they alive or are they dead? Because the ummah is like one body. If parts of the body do not feel the pain of the other parts, then it's because they're either drugged or they're dead. And so what is our response? We can become as angry as we want. We can show our emotions as much as we want. We can voice with our words as much as we want. But in the end of the day, ask yourself, what have you done with your money, with your wealth, to alleviate their suffering? As we mentioned, as the winter and the cold comes in. We mentioned in the very beginning, when this all started over a month ago, we mentioned that there is a siege in place. And a month ago we mentioned that now is the time to send as much aid as you can, because although the aid is not getting in, eventually the siege will be lifted and the aid will start coming in. And so today is the first day of that. As the ceasefire comes in, the aid is starting to go in. If you contributed a month ago, then what you had contributed is going in today. Let us not procrastinate. Now is the time, my dear brothers and sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once entered a garden, a farm, and he saw a camel. This camel looked at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was watching it, looking at him, his eyes started to flow with tears. And he said, "Where is the owner of this camel?" When he found him, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This animal, it complained to me that you leave it hungry and you overburden it." And so he came to the aid of an animal that was dealt with unjustly. So how about those who come to the aid of human beings and Muslims who are dealt with unjustly? Showing kindness and affection to animals is a cause of having your sins forgiven. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us of that woman, that prostitute, who quenched the thirst of a dog, and how Allah forgave her sins just because of that act of kindness. So how about those who come to the aid of their brothers and sisters who are suffering unjustly? And so this is the very least that we can do. After a dua, the least that we can do is to send whatever we can. Let us not procrastinate. Let us not delay. Don't let a day go by without you sending something, contributing something, so that our brothers and sisters can at least have something to protect themselves from the harsh weather that they're about to face this winter. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد ورضى اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا متين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك اللهم كل الأرامل واليتامى والفقراء والمساكين والمظلومين والمضطهدين اللهم كلهم ناصرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم داوي جرحاهم واشف مرضاهم وعاف مبتلاهم واجبر كسيرهم وفك أسراهم وفك الحصار عنهم اللهم عليك بالصهائنة المعتدين اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم عليك بالجيش الاحتلال اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تغادر منهم أحدا اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم فرق جمعهم وشتت شملهم اللهم أرنا فيهم يوما أسودا اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اشف صدور قوم مؤمنين وأذهب غيظ قلوبهم اللهم أقر أعين المسلمين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها بهزيمة الجيش الاحتلال يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا أهتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.